Every executive should focus on training. YPOer Chaco Valiapa takes training so seriously, he created a fully accredited university. I'm sure he'll teach us a thing or two today. I'm Kevin Daum, and this is the YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. Each week, I bring you insights from the world's top executives of the Young Presidents Organization, all made possible with grants from Gazelle's Growth Institute. That's growthinstitute.com. My guest today is Chaco Valiapa. A member of the YPO Global One chapter, Chaco is the founder and CEO of V Technology and the vice chairman of Sona College of Technology. Sona College has won best college awards from the Confederation of Indian Industry, the All India Council for Technical Education, and the International Society for Technology in Education. Chaco's the founder of the YPO Bangalore chapter, its past president, and the former area director for the Indian-Nepal region. Chaco, we are so happy to have you today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about the businesses that you're involved in today.
The business I started is basically the outsourcing business for accounts payments and accounts receivables. We primarily focus on the healthcare. Another business I started is in the engineering design side, where we do work with automobiles and airlines and helping them design with their design aspect. And in the educational side, we run a private university. So I focus on the R&D side and actually work with 30 research laboratories, trying to have 300 PhDs to come and work with the cutting edge technologies around the world.
How does that make you feel to work with all these PhDs running around?
It's inspiring because, they've all accomplished something in their field, and we're trying to take them to the next leapfrog area. And it's very difficult to get research projects based in India. But yet you have the most talented manpower probably anywhere in the world.
And you have not just the research to work with, but also the students coming through, right? How many students do you have?
We have 10,000 students on campus. And so that's something we're trying to harness. So we actually design, develop, and manufacture rocket motors, for example. So as one spectrum. And the other end, we do nanocomposites and nanomaterials.
It's an interesting business to work at when you look at that with the university, because there's so many facets to it, right? You've got the output, which is the research product. At the same time, you've got not just the students as customers, but you have to deal with their entire lifestyles, right?
That's very true. And then that's an extension of how the outsourcing business has evolved around. So we actually take these students and actually give them a career.
You actually give them a career. Can you explain how that works?
So we focus, we go to our clients and tell them, so tell us what you want and who do you want. So right from the curriculum, we're able to customize curriculum. On the healthcare side, so where we work with a lot of hospitals in the U.S., coding becomes a key aspect. So we train them on, say, ICD-10 coding, which is the International Classification of Diseases. So we go in and then actually look at the anatomy, physiology, and all the other aspects. So when they come out, they're not just trained for academically, but they're also vocationally trained to be custom tinkered for a client.
You've essentially got a business ecosystem. So with all those companies, what does your daily life look like? And what is your number one focus?
So basically to look at the visualizing the future. And so what's out there? So how do we navigate? And based on which you then strategize and say, okay, so one's maybe a year or two ahead, and then what do you do the next step? And then innovation. Innovation is key. So
what does the daily life of the chief innovation officer look like?
So one is looking at where the business is going, and the other is the pulse of the customer. So it's being in the same mindset of a customer. So that's key.
Well, since you're focused on the vision side, I would imagine you pretty much dump off the execution part of it. And then you're left to deal with the ethereal world. Do you find, Chaco, that it's a little tiring to constantly have to think where nobody else is thinking?
I find it energizing. So over the years, I've always reinvented myself, and kind of gone to a focus of starting a new company every year. So it's not necessarily a new company, but a new design and a new business area. So every year it keeps starting, and I started one yesterday.
What did you start yesterday?
I spent a lot of time in an American hospital last 2 weeks, and I've dealt with hospitals and healthcare 15 years in the U.S. and from the payer side to the provider side, but actually looking at it from the patient side, there's so much of opportunity that you can do. So, for example, you go to a P.F. Chang's and then they give you a handheld vibrator and say that, okay, when your turn comes, you get a vibration and you come in. But you go to the most leading hospital in the U.S. and you're waiting there, and you go to them and say, listen, I've been waiting here all this time. They say, we called your name. and it's such a hustle and bustle. So, I mean, simple technology like that. And then everyone has smartphones. So today you have phones with the capability of the same computing power which powered the Apollo missions. So that's the power you have in the smartphones today. But yet people are not utilizing that enough. So
you're constantly looking at the gap, right? How do you manage your impatience with what is and what should be?
It's always a challenge, like, you know, so I don't know, one major event in our company for us was the ICD-10, which is the International Classification of Disease, which got activated like literally 2 weeks ago. And so for which we had to get 1,000 employees ready in 6 months' time. And go recruiting is one, like, you know, and getting them to train is another. So how do you take a training which took 3 months and then compress it to 4 weeks without compromising quality?
Good. So if I have to do that, then what's the tip that you've got for me? How do I make that compression happen?
So I have young kids at home, and one's a teenager, and they're always in games, like, you know. And every time I tell him, like, you know, stop playing, start studying, he says, Dad, I know what I want to do. I want to be an entrepreneur, a gaming entrepreneur. You know, so they all are so much into gaming. So I said, if that's the way youngsters are today, and my employee workforce is, the average age is 20 or, you know, around that. And so how do I engage with them? So I removed my entire training department and changed it as a gamification department. So we only create games. So we actually have different skill levels, discoverer, explorer, and conqueror. So we've created three levels of stratas of games. So when a guy comes in, he's asked a question, so then they answer it. If they don't know the answer, they can go into the first level and ask. So it'll give you the answer. That's the first step. The second one will learn as you go. And then the third one, the results come out in the end. But the whole thing is mind mapped into a learning management system. So we actually mind map and say what area of that employee in what the curriculum is that they are weak at. So it's shades of gray. So you can go out and then and custom train them. So that's able to compress our training by almost half.
As busy as you are, what's the one productivity tip you find the most useful to manage your busy schedule?
You know, I'm a high-tech guy, but when it comes to having my stuff, I have a small paper, which is half an A4 size paper. And every day I actually make a four quadrant stuff and say urgent and important and urgent, not important.
A little Stephen Covey.
Yeah, kind of that. And then write everything. And the next day I go back and write the whole thing again.
Is that a morning ritual for you or an evening ritual?
It's normally a morning ritual. So.
Good, good. You do it this morning then.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, I'm glad we made the urgent and important list. You have a very interesting, I would say it's a hobby, but it's on your business card. So it must be a vocation as well. You're a horologist. You basically see time machines everywhere you go, right? So tell me about that.
I mean, it's in hand wristwatches. There's so much of innovation. There's, like, you know, so much variety for people to choose and, like, you know, so much interesting. There's so much of interest in that. But when it comes to clocks, it's so arbit, like, you know, it's very sterile and stuff like that. So I've actually created a brand which is not yet launched. It'll soon be launched, called Clockology. So that's the way to convince my wife, saying that, okay, this is going to be also income generating, because when you go out and spend, like, you know, a ton of money on, say, cobwebs, for example.
Your wife is chairman of the board, I see. Okay, Chaco, it's time for the rapid fire questions. Here we go. What is your favorite question to ask when you meet someone new?
I always say, what do you do for fun?
Name three of your personal core values.
It's quality, to deliver value, and just being there.
Who has the greatest impact on you as a leader?
It's my great-grandfather, who started off as a journalist and then became an entrepreneur and a philanthropist.
What is your favorite business book?
It's Onward by Howard Schultz, a CEO of Starbucks.
What are you reading right now?
The Fortune of the Bottom of the Pyramid by C.K. Pralhad.
What is the one leadership trait that brings success?
It will be quick adaptability.
And what is the one leadership trait that kills success?
Procrastination.
Name one daily behavior that will help a leader grow.
Manage time.
What's your strangest daily habit?
Is to actually take that four-quart paper and then actually write that stuff down. So,
what's the best way to show employees appreciation?
You know, I'm not very good at appreciating on the emails for some reason, but what I do is I actually pick the phone up and call them.
Great. Chaco, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, sure. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thanks for joining us today, and thanks to Gazelle's Growth Institute for underwriting the program. Learn more at growthinstitute.com.
I'm Kevin Dom, and you're listening to the YPO 10 Minutes Tips from the Top.